Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. As I did earlier this week, I am going K-Solo because Miss 100% had the nerve to go head on and get ill. But as always, we want to wish Miss 100% full recovery so she can get back to good health and come up in here and raise the roof like she always does. So shout out to Miss 100%. If y'all know her, hit her up on Facebook, Twitter, Miss 100%. There's only one. Nobody else is 100% like Miss 100%. That sounds like a double negative when I said no one's like. Anyway, I ain't gonna say it again because I'll probably mess up. Anyway, shout out to my illustrious co-host, the queen of the little people. Get better. We can't wait to get you back. In the meanwhile, while I'm here, feel free to holler at me. 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 646-929-2037. You know I like hearing from you. You want to holler? I will holler back. You can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter. I'm Smooth Drama. There's only one. And if there's another one you trying to perpetrate out there, I'm coming to get you. And I'm coming off the top rope. And I'm like Rick Buckley. I'm going to have that iron piece inside my elbow pad. That's old school. Y'all know nothing about that. But I'm coming off the top rope on you. And it's going to hurt. Anyway. I know you saw the stupid stories this week. Your boy Lance Armstrong went on Oprah. And Oprah had her, Oprah Network, Oprah had her little thing. Oh, yeah, we went 2 days, and I was satisfied. And he was like, are you done asking me these hard questions? It's like, because he finally came clean. Hey, I did drugs. It's like, yeah, we already know that, dog. I mean, if you would have came clean long time ago when you was doing it, it would have meant something. But now you want to come out after everybody knows that you did it. I mean, maybe I'm missing something, but when somebody admits to something that everybody already know you did, that doesn't make you heroic. It's not even, I don't even know what was so special about where he got to get on Oprah. I mean, so now Oprah's show is about stating the obvious facts. Oh, yeah, I was doping. No shit, Sherlock. Yeah, and it was funny. They were showing the old commercials. People ask me what I'm on. You know, them old Lance Armstrong commercials. He's like, I'm on my bike 6 hours a day. And it's the whole Nike, just do it. Yeah, you was on your bike 6 hours a day getting shot in the booty with your steroids. Anyway, I just thought that's funny. It's a whole special show. Hours with Lance Armstrong, where he details how he would have never told if somebody didn't bust him out. Yeah. Good job, Lance. You are a true American hero. You told it how it was. Like we didn't know. Special shout out to you and your one ball. Anyway, speaking of one balls, Wrangler has come out with the new Spa denim jeans that supposedly moisturizes your situation. If I can still Puff Daddy's words. These jeans, supposedly they have apricot oil, kernel oil, and shea butter, and it's supposed to treat cellulite. Only thing is, according to Dr. Andrew Orton, he said if you want them to help, you would have to wear them over an extended amount of time, like 28 days without washing. So it sounds good in theory, but yeah, it's probably not gonna work for you. But I'm thinking maybe if Lance would have wore them jeans, that's too cold. Would I be wrong to say if he wore the moisturizing his situation jeans that he wouldn't have lost the ball? Is that too cold to say? I ain't trying. I take that back. I can't take. Yeah, that's bad. I'm sorry. I'm just saying. Is it wrong that I'm talking about Lance Armstrong like that? Because now he done came out and busted himself after he already was busted. Anyway, Moisturizing Your Situation Jeans by Wrangler. And I'm sitting up here thinking, as someone who wears jeans, not that I'm ever going to wear Wranglers, but if I was going to purchase some jeans, wear some jeans, why would I wear jeans with moisturizer in it? I'm like, I mean, if I wanted moisturizer in my jeans, I would use my own. I've got a little lubricant saved up that I can... Yeah, I know. TMI. I'm just saying, no. Yeah, I'm going to have lotion in jeans, really? And it's supposed to fight cellulite. I'm sorry, but the days when instead of good old-fashioned working out, I'm going to wear some jeans to fight cellulite. I'm not going to just, do some squats, man, or woman. Cellulite, wearing the jeans, you're going to wear the tight jeans with the lotion, and that's going to help. Stop it. Stop trying to take these shortcuts. These shortcuts are not working. There is nothing like good old-fashioned work, you lazy bastards. It better not be a hit either, because if I see that the moisturize your situation jeans are a hit, I'm throwing my hands up like, that's it. I know we missed the apocalypse last month, but I'm just going to say that they was off a little bit. That was all. Because if I'm fighting the fat on my legs with my jeans now, my moisturizing jeans, yeah, that is the anti-cool. Just saying. And speaking of anti-cool, well, one of the funniest things, you know, if you haven't listened to the show, I'm going to tell you, and people who are long-time listeners of the show, you know how I feel about the state of Florida. So I always have to talk about the state of Florida because it's some special stuff that goes on there that goes on nowhere else and just got to be hollered about. There was some squirrels that started a fire that burned the pastor's home and three others in Florida. And I look at it like, you know how these guys, you're like, yes, God sent me a sign. And I'm like, Bob Calvert, he didn't, you know, He didn't say, hey, God sent me a sign saying that my house should be burnt down. Squirrels burnt your house down. Now, yeah, squirrels burnt your house down in Florida. You had to be doing something really, really bad. Because I have never heard, because what they say is the squirrels were running along a high voltage line and jumped to another line, creating an arc of electricity that lit up a nearby bush. And the fire spread and burnt down the Sunshine Worship Center, Pastor Bob Calvert's home. So, Sunshine Worship Center. Had to be some not good stuff going on there. Because I had never heard that squirrels jumping from power line to power line, creating this electrical arc that started a fire that burned the church down. That's just funny to me for no reason whatsoever. And every reason whatsoever. Yeah. Good job, homie. And if you go to that church, and once you find out the details, not to steal a line from The Color Purple, but remember that part, that touching part, God is trying to tell you something. I would take the hint. I'm just saying. I don't know about anybody else, but if I'm going to church and squirrels burnt it down, I would take that as a sign from God that, hey, something ain't right here. Just saying. Think about it. Makes sense to me. And if it was gonna burn something down, I'm thinking that it should have burnt down Idaho Representative Ron Mendiv, or whatever the hell his name is. Mendive, whatever. Anyway, this guy came out in a speech who was saying that prostitution and abortion are both choices. And while I agree with that, like, yeah, they are both choices. I mean, he was making it like, okay, well, if you choose abortion, you are like a hooker also. You know, trying to, people who had abortions, I mean, that whole, I've got mixed feelings. I can't say that I'm for abortion or against it, I mean, because there's different situations that are involved. So people have their preference, and at the end of the day, you have to live with it. So if you're going to do it, don't listen to this guy who wants to say that you're like a prostitute because you made the choice to abort your child, whatnot. And it always kills me about self-righteous guys like this, because they have no problem making the connection like that. But let's make that connection and try to start some legislation to kill international prostitution, which is sort of like slavery. Well, I'm not even going to say sort of like slavery, because it is like slavery, because these cats is like picking up young girls and young boys from all over. I mean, like that travel slavery, where these dudes go to places like Thailand so they can hook up with little boys. And then you have these guys who take young girls from one country, put them in another country as a prostitute. Slavery. I have yet to see an international law passed yet. I have yet to see any of these congressmen talking about that. You know, we talk about human rights violations. That's slavery. Nobody talking about that. That don't come up. But hey, self-righteous, sanctimonious. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I saw a story where a heroin dealer was killed by three men because they said he was evil. And I can't really argue when you kill a drug dealer, or if you took out a slaveholder. And for me, these pimps, a lot of times for these international and the national prostitutes here, they're like the worst of the worst. And if they got taken out, I wouldn't necessarily be sad to hear them gone. I mean, you wanna read a good, compelling book, and I don't normally do this, but there's this book, The Road of Lost Innocence by Somali Mam. And it details a Cambodian woman who was sold into slavery, i.e. prostitution. Yeah, modern day slavery. You know, that stuff that descended from the stuff that people kind of gloss over nowadays. Still goes on. Just changed the name. They just call it international trafficking. You know, I've talked about it before, and I'm always going to talk about it. But I'm not going to get down. All of them deserve special helmets. You know, the special helmets that are way too tight and they hurt when you put them on. That's what they need. In the meanwhile, you know what? I'm just going to go on break because I'm tired of talking about it. This is my boys, HISD, the Houston Independent Spit District. I'm dyslexic today. Oh, I got Tourette's. I can't talk. This is the Houston Independent Spit District, HISD. Cowboys.
Like Gene Wilder grabbing a chest piece and herd dog cattle. Brand a name on the lake. The district rap game we claim, telling the same like putting tame. Bang, bang, shoot em up, fam. Bugs Bunny rap, catch heat like Yosemite Sam. Try to fight it like John Wayne and heart damage. New sheriff in town, give me a hat, Randy Hammond. 48 hours to leave the damn tech town. You can get with this, cause it's worldwide fit. Or you can get with that, black stallion, y'all just horse crap. What a pity, the one for loops like the stuff was made in New York City. Get a rope, spit hot pace for Conte. The wild, wild west like Kumo Z, Will Smith, or Delonte. But in the south, his steps turn around fire, Dan Fouts. Sickly out the mouth, rap, get stomped out, just skate on him like roll bounce. Younger, right off into the sunset, Secretariat, Cowboys, original, not the Billy the Kid Frit. Click clack, hooves, kick up dirt from the street. We ride, glide, and go by like tumbleweed. Yup, giddy up, surf in the truck, man, hold up, pull it up, that ain't picking up. Shutty duck, Buffalo Soldier, we posse up, Mario Band, pick it up, stick up, truck, that's more tough. It's heavy, heavy, but blue clutch, that's flicked up. They say you want, but you cover up. Morning, I'm sleeping with an open mouth. Down south, you sex, y'all don't really know about these. Boy, out
Circle by the cops like vulture. Welcome to the round, round westernized culture.
So let your babies grow up to be. Yep, they protect as they got to be. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be. Hey, man, y'all boys in Texas.
Together, you got to be. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was HISD, Houston Independent Spit District Cowboys. Sorry about the technical difficulties. We shall strive to not have that happen again. But anyway, now that we're back, it's time for the hater of the week. And you know how I hate. Well, I'm a hater, but I hate haters. I know that kind of sounds contradictory, but whatever. Hater of the week, Scott Lively, who's evangelist who's on trial for inciting human rights abuses against the gay community in Uganda. Homie came out and after, you know, wedding songs to homosexual marriage. Now that's not funny, but that is funny as hell. All right. Sorry about that, people. I somehow got disconnected. I apologize for the disconnection. And we're back. I guess they didn't want to hear about the hater of the week here. Yes. Hate knocks you off of the radio. Anyway, this dude, hater of the week, Scott Lively, who said Noah's flood was caused by wedding songs for homosexuals. Good job, homie. That's some severe hate. When you can just say something so stupid. I mean, that is one of the top five dumbest things that I've ever heard. But, hey, whatever. I guess if you believe that, then more power to you. I'm trying to get, what's a homosexual wedding song? I mean, they're like, I'm marrying a penis. I'm marrying a penis. I mean, what's a homosexual wedding song? Somebody please, if y'all know what a homosexual wedding song is, please, holler at your boy, 646-929-2037, or email me, dick@smoothdrama.com, because I got to know. Somebody, anybody, let me know what the hell he's talking about. Because that's some off-the-wall craziness. Sort of like, there's a study, and you know how I feel about these studies that they come out with, where supposedly segregation and lung cancer go hand in hand. And it kills me because these studies, they pay these fools money to come up with this bullshit. They're saying that African Americans who live in highly segregated counties are considerably more likely to die from lung cancer than those in counties that are less segregated. So, I guess it's one of them things. I thought that we ended segregation. Obviously, we didn't. It just said it happened. It's sort of like that, the Emancipation Proclamation that they keep celebrating. Yeah, it ended slavery in some places. I guess when they ended segregation, they just ended it in some places, not all. And if you're in one of those segregated places, you more than likely have a greater chance to get lung cancer than anybody else. That's hot. That's real hot. Stand up, raise your hand if you down for lung cancer. Going once, going twice. No, whatever. Stupid. Oh man, these studies crack me up every time. I've always wondered who gets paid, because I'm like, I need a job like that where I get paid to come up and pull something out of my ass that's not doo-doo, but smells like it, more than likely tastes like it, if you could taste the study. Anyway, speaking of tasting doo-doo, Ira Isaacs was sentenced to 4 years in federal prison for selling defecation pornography. He's a self-proclaimed shock artist who, I guess, he was known for his feces-eating porn. And he's a 61-year-old cat, and he was found guilty of violating federal obscenity laws by selling pornographic movies featuring bestiality and extreme fetishes. They said that his videos were legally obscene in that they lacked literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. Now, as someone who has watched porn before, and I don't know how many of y'all out there watch it or will publicly admit to it. I'll publicly admit to it because I don't care. Yes, I've watched porn. Probably will watch some in the future. Anyway, when has porn been about literary, artistic, political, or scientific value? I mean, is there scientific value or artistic value to gang rape, gang bang porn? I mean, am I missing something? I mean, don't get me wrong, I ain't defending doo-doo porn. I mean, obviously, I've never gotten the whole I'm going to eat doo-doo and that's going to sexually turn me on. Because, I mean, if I hear that somebody's going, it's about doo-dooing on somebody, I can't see it. It just blinded to it. Like, dude, do that with his hands. I'm blinded to it. I can't see it. Doo-doo is not a turn on. Peeing on me or me peeing on you is not a turn on. It is the exact opposite. If you doo-doo on me, I'm going to punch you. I just, as 100 would say, somebody trying to get punched, you trying to get punched? if you doo-doo on me, I mean, it's like, you know how they show the doctors, they hit you in the knee and your leg kicks up. My automatic reaction is, if you doo-doo on me, I have to punch you. It's going to happen. That's why I've never really got the whole, oh yeah, let's have anal sex. I mean, no offense to people who love anal sex. I guess it's a whole, but once you have vagina, I find that the anus lacking. It's like vagina, anus. Anus, vagina. There's no comparison. I'm sorry. Don't get me wrong. The booty is a beautiful, luscious object. But the vagina, I could write a dissertation on it. But I digress. Anyway, Ira Isaacs went to jail for making doo-doo porn. Once again, I don't agree with the fact that he did or does doo-doo porn. I don't think he should go to jail for it. Because obviously, he made it because there's a demand for that. It's sickening. But there's a demand. And you know, they say each his own. If somebody wants to watch somebody else get doo-dooed on, I mean, hey, I would rather them watching it porn as opposed to going out and do it. Because I'm sorry, if I get doo-dooed on or my loved ones get doo-dooed on, I'm committing an assault. That's just it. Anyway, I just think it's wrong. He wants to make doo-doo porn. He should be allowed to make doo-doo porn. Hey, that's just me. Another injustice. There's an Oregon man who tattooed his name near an underage girl's vagina. And the thing is, the girl, as she testified, she's like, I never told him how old I really was. Now, he was 30 and she was 15. But as you can see it nowadays in our steroided up world, a 15-year-old can look like an 18, 19, 20-year-old fairly easily. So, I mean, he went to jail for something that she wanted to do. I just have a hard time with that. And I know there are people who are going to say, hey, and I'm going to argue the fact because, hey, everybody has their own interpretation and I wasn't there. But I still see it as if everyone is equal, then and everybody was like, hey, we're down to do it. My man shouldn't have gone to jail. I'm sorry. Consensual is consensual. And 15-year-olds, they're not naive. I mean, maybe he should have did some community service, but it wasn't like he raped her. Just saying. And speaking of mental rape, I'm a conspiracy theorist. And my Hollywood conspiracy theory is that if you're black and you go into Hollywood and you make it big and you're kind of funny, they're going to slip you a Mickey and you're going to go crazy. I remember it happened to Martin Lawrence. Now we see Cat Williams. I mean, Martin was running naked in the street. I mean, Cat just going crazy. I mean, he's off the chain with his. I mean, the latest one, the Target and slapping the employee and then getting on the handicapped car and driving off. Yeah. That is top five dead or alive crazy right there. And I don't know what it is. I mean, because when he first came out, I was like, man, this cat is funny. And he is, I mean, you know, it's like the intellectual part. And now he's just crazy as hell. Listen to his stand-up now. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. And when you see all the stuff he's done lately, whatever he's smoking on or sniffing is the real bad stuff. It's so-called the good stuff, but it's the bad stuff because it has ruined him and his career, basically, already. Because it's got him off the chain with his. I don't know what the hell is going on, but whatever. Now, I gotta talk about this Manti Te'o, because that stuff has been everywhere. It's like, oh my God, this dude and his imaginary girlfriend that he almost won the Heisman with, which I think that I hope that wasn't the case, that he created this situation so it would make him look good. But, I mean, they even came out, the players on his own team was kind of suspicious of it, because they're like, they all knew. They all knew that he met the girl once. He met the girl once. And so to say that, oh, yeah, he was in love with her, it was his girlfriend, and he's, you know, he's crying, getting all emotional at press conferences, whatnot. I mean, his grandma dying, I get that. But somebody you've met online once, come on. And I guess he was, according to an article I read, that he was going on and on, and the teammates were like, why is he going on and on? He's only met the girl once. He didn't even really know her. I mean, I guess you can know somebody on the internet, because you can talk to somebody on the internet forever, every day, all damn day, and I guess you know him. But to cry over him, then to find out that she don't really exist. Now she didn't really die because she didn't really exist. Had a press conference. The AD is sitting up there. He's like talking, then all of a sudden he's like stopping him. Now, young man who is really trusting won't be able to trust his easily any longer. I'm like, why are you crying? Like you care about students like that. Come on, man. Please stop it. And I hope that he didn't put all that stuff out there so he can win the Heisman, so he can make himself look good and bring great prestige back on Notre Dame, and of course self-promote himself. Because that's horrible. I mean, that is beyond scumbag shit. And if it's true, Manti Te'o, you suck. And you need to go away. And this is Sean Price featuring Buckshot. Bye-bye. Yeah.
names and talk. Came kicking some park. Now was missing a spark. Can't light the flame. Ain't quite the same. That's life in the game. Ain't really liking the fame. But I deal with it. On the road. He's the only reason I'm still with it. Gotta blow. A long time ago, I made the promise to buy the diamonds, to hold you down, my bitch, you'll be honest. I know I could have called you more, even though my nigga hustling in Baltimore. I call, you call, I call, but I ain't calling no more. Call, you call.
Yeah, hey, yo, Clint Lickin', Big Dick Dickin', Shorty Wild Party Stop, out there for picking, out with the dipping. I ain't playing with you, Paul.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Sean Price featuring Buckshot. Bye bye. And, of course, as we say bye-bye to one song, we have to say hello to our dumb ass of the week. Oh, excuse me. Dumb ass of the week was Oregon woman Stacy Betts, who had filed, not to be confused with my homie Eric, by the way. Shout out to EB. What's up, dog? Anyway, Stacy Betts has filed a $9.2 million lawsuit against Justin Bieber and his concert promoter and the owner of the Rose Garden Arena in Portland, Oregon, alleging she suffered hearing loss due to a sound blast that exceeded safe decibel levels. She said her ears now pulsate, and she hears a whooshing sound because of the sound blast. Now, she dropped the lawsuit, I guess. But the fact, come on, the fact that you you're suing Justin Bieber because it was too loud at the concert. Memo to Stacey Betts. Concerts are loud. That's what happened. Shake and bake, that just happened. That's what happens at concerts. If you're next to the speaker, it's going to blare out music really loud. And you can't sue the singer because you were dumb enough to stand next to the speaker. But whatever. Anyway, the judge signed off on her wishing to drop the lawsuit. He said she doesn't have an attorney and did not wish to put any burden on that respected court's time. Meaning the judge told her as, hey, yeah, you can bring this to my court, but first time it sounds stupid, I am sending your ass up for contempt of court. And she thought about it, was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to let that go. So, Stacey Betts, you are our dumbass of the week. That was, although it's something that happened in 2010, glad that you were smart enough to resolve it, but you were dumb enough to bring it to court in the first place. Intelligence is on call. If you don't believe me, you better ask somebody. Oh, and speaking of intelligence on call, New York at a Wade Preparatory Elementary School in Queens, there's a 7-year-old's backpack that had a gun found in it. So, as real life imitates real life, this 7-year-old had a loaded .22 inside his backpack. 7-year-old. I mean, the gun was confiscated, but the fact that a 7-year-old can get access to a gun, a loaded gun, and bring it to the school. I mean, I understand where the gun control people come in. You know, people who are arguing for gun control. Then I understand the argument for being able to hold on to my gun. Because they both have valid claims. This one is not a case about gun control. It's more a case about bad parenting, because what parent allows access to their gun to a seven-year-old kid? I mean, the law's got nothing to do, I mean, because it could be a gun that was legally bought. It's just these parents are so retarded that they leave the gun out so that the kid, a 7-year-old, has access to a loaded gun. Do people understand how scary that is? And you talking about a little kid that don't know no better? So, I don't see that case as gun control, more as there's dumb ass parents out there who need the shit slapped out of them because they obviously are not in control of their household and they can allow. I mean, you don't know where your gun is. You don't know where your gun is. That's what kills me. You don't know where your gun is. Anyway, we have a caller. Caller, you on the air.
What's happening?
Uh-oh. Is this my illustrious co-host?
Certainly. I don't know if I'm illustrious right now, but I'm here.
All right. Well, my gaseous co-host. Did I say gaseous on the air?
Did you just do that? You really did that to me?
I'm sorry.
It's not my fault.
Anyway, how you feeling?
Oh, goodness gracious. I'm here. I'm good. I'm happy to be alive. I made it. Now recovery starts, and that's what I'm looking forward to, that fast recovery. So.
All right. So I guess I can't do the pull my finger joke.
You can, but you might not want to stand close to me.
All right.
Or anywhere in the vicinity.
All right. Well, we are glad to have you back. It was sitting up here. I was talking about the 7-year-old who had the gun found in his backpack and how bad his parents are. Yeah, people talk gun control, but that's as parenting.
So there was a 7-year-old, so the parents put the gun in his backpack? Or
I don't know. I hope they didn't put it in. And if they didn't put it in, I hope.
First of all, a lot of parents don't know that he got it. I mean, he's 7 years old. That's the age where you come home and get your backpack checked. Before you leave, you get your backpack checked to make sure you got all your stuff in it that you're supposed to have. So somebody is not doing their job. They're not looking out for their kid. And then a 7-year-old needs a gun. They definitely need to be investigating to find out what's going on at that school to where a 7-year-old would feel like he needs a gun.
Well, that's why I said that's as bad parenting, and CPS definitely should have been hollering on the spot.
Definitely, yeah, definitely.
You know, like you said, just checking the backpack, what's in there, you got.
Well, hell, my nephew he'll be 12 next month, and I still check his backpack.
Oh, yeah. I mean, any good parent knows exactly what's going on with their kid, inside out. I mean, some people call it nosy. I'd say you being proactive, you making sure you know what's going on, and the kid know that you know. And if they were thinking about pulling something like, oh, I can't do that, she going to go through my stuff.
That's exactly what I was going to say, because kids know who they can get over on and who they can't get over on, and they will try. Kids will try you, but they're not going to take it that far. That kid had to know, well, yeah, they're not going to check my backpack so I can put this gun in here and I can get away with it. But, it's tragic how, you know, just to go to school or just to cross the street anymore, people feel like you have to have a gun. Have to protect yourself just to walk outside. It's getting crazy out here.
Right. I mean, it's not. I mean, we ain't talking about the zombie apocalypse. We just talking about I got to have my gun go to the mailbox.
Right, just to go to the mailbox. And remember, we was blaming all the crazy stuff that that was going on. Okay, well, everybody is getting in because the world about to end. Well, we can't blame it on that no more. So now it's just people are just ridiculous now. So. There's no more excuses.
So we can't blame it on the end of the world no more?
No.
You going to take that away?
Yeah. That excuse has been taken out of the equation completely.
That's messed up.
I know it's messed up because I'm talking about taking accountability for your own actions. So, yeah, that part is kind of messed up. Like, all of a sudden, now you want us to be responsible? Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm saying that, hey, look, I was looking at it like, hey, well, since this motherfucker was over with anyway, I don't care. I just do whatever, and on the 21st, it was going to be over with anyway, so all the way up to the 20th, I wasn't responsible.
Well, you can't use that excuse no more. Sorry, buddy, bro.
That's messed up. Yeah. I mean, I could do like homie did and extend it 6 months, right?
You know what? Let's not even get on.
Oh, well, you missed the story. We're running out of time here, but there was a pastor in Florida whose squirrel started a fire that burned his church down. I just had to repeat that to you.
Wow.
I said that's the color purple. God is trying to tell you something.
What? Squirrel burned his garage down?
No, burnt the church down.
Burned the church down.
Yeah, running from one power line to the next. So it just goes to show you the power of prayer.
Wow.
On that note, for the suddenly healthy, somewhat healthy, Miss 100%, the queen of the little people, I am Mr. F the N word, and it's been another smooth drama session. We out.
Peace, y'all.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drummer.